What's up, everybody? How are you guys doing? Elias Kaleo here at ElliasKaleo.com, also NextLevelGeneration.com. Today I wanted to talk about very quickly how to present, how to approach your prospects in 1 minute or less. And that was something that I've actually done. I learned this tactic from Big Al back when I was at about 22 years old. He came up to Kona to speak to a room full of network marketers, and I just started becoming successful in my network marketing company, and I sat down in a room of about 25, 30 people. In fact, I took a picture with him, bought some stuff from him, signed a couple of books of mine, and it just so happened that he was visiting here in Kona, and I had an opportunity to meet up with him. But one of the major takeaways that I took that really kind of helped shape my network marketing career was that 1 minute presentation. And so I learned it, I perfected it, I've taught it to thousands and thousands of people over my career, and I wanted to talk about that today. So let's go ahead and dive in, and let's go and take a look and dissect this 1 minute presentation. So let's go ahead and dive into it. Once again, the 1 minute presentation. So one of the things, I guess, the theory behind the 1 minute presentation is the fact that most people would much rather hear a 60 second presentation, a 60 second pitch, if you will, versus a 45 minute to 60 minute presentation. Now, one of the major reasons why I've been able to explosively launch multiple companies and do very well, in my businesses is because I always condense time frames. So what would normally take most people, like, okay, the elevator pitch. Most people don't have an elevator pitch that lasts 30 seconds or 20 seconds. And then, of course, most people don't have a canned presentation that lasts, less than a minute or a minute. And because of that, they usually are going to be, driving people, referring people to some website, or maybe, if you're building heavily on your local market, you're going to go and invite people to a meeting, a presentation, and that's going to take a long time because now you're not compressing time frames. Now you're going to wait 3, 4, 5 days for this expert to come into your town, and now you're at the mercy of that prospect actually showing up again at another presentation. So, I always suggest, highly suggest, and I coach people to compress their time frames. And instead of showing up to some sales presentation, some big room presentation, get it all done right there, right when they're in front of you, pique their interest right away, and just go and get it done. So let's go and dive into the very first part of, of the 1 minute presentation. Now, the very first part of the 1 minute presentation I want to talk about is what I call the reel. So this is how you reel the person in so that they're in a stage or in a state of being open, right? You can't just go and give them a 1 minute pitch if they're not open. You want to give them a 1 minute pitch after they're in the right frame of mind. So let's talk about the reel. So here we are at the reel. So I love fishing. I'm a fisherman. Obviously, you guys know I'm right here in Hawaii. So part of the deal with fishing is, fishermen, believe it or not, will spend a lot of money on a reel. And why are we going to spend a lot of money on a reel? Because if you got a great pull, if you got great bait, but you can't reel this fish in, well, then it's just everything is done in vain. So the worst thing you want to do is you want to hook up with a big fish and have them on the line, have them on the hook, have them on everything. You have the top of the line hook, have the top of the line fishing line, at the top of the line pull, but your reel sucks. And if you can't reel it in, forget about it. You are not eating fish that day. So let's talk about the reel. Now, when you are talking business, when you're talking about, you're an entrepreneur, you're pitching your business, you're pitching your venture, your joint venture, your project, your book, your course. When you're talking to an investor, a potential VC, or a potential business partner, you want to make sure that you are able to get them into a place where they're open to listen. You want to get them to a place where they're open to receive that pitch, right? So you got to set the groundwork, and you got to start yanking on the reel, right? So what I typically like to do now, if you take a look into the mindset of most people who are in business, or okay, you know what? Let's take a step back. Most people are just like not even in business at all. Whenever they're talking with their friends, like let's say I see a friend of mine in the store. His name is Jim. Hey, Jim, what's up? How you doing? Jim talks. Most people within a first minute or so, they're going to complain about something. And if they're complaining about something, that gives you a perfect situation to, I guess, kind of snag that hook in their mouth, right? And the reason why, let me explain, is because like if I'm talking to Jim and he says, and I say, hey, man, how's everything going? Yada, yada, yada. He goes, oh, man, I'm so busy. I'm so tired. Man, work is just draining me. And I kind of, that is my opportunity to sink that hook in his mouth. Of course, I'm going on the analogy of fishing here, but I go, why are you serious? But so where are you working now? And so I kind of go into that a little bit. Okay, now here is where you start the reel. The turn on this whole thing is when I say, so would you like to do something about that? So that's it. When I ask him, would you like to do something about that? Most people, they just kind of empathize. Oh, wow, that kind of sucks. You know, the whole thing, right? So as an entrepreneur, instead of just kind of letting all these opportunities go by without cash flowing on these problems, right? Problems that other people have. Now you need to start thinking a little differently. So instead of just kind of letting it passively go by like, oh, I hate my job. Your friend's telling you how much he hates his job and how he can never get time off. Instead of letting those opportunities go by, now you need to start thinking a little differently and start saying to yourself, well, this here's an opportunity. This is an opportunity for me to go ahead and turn this into a winning opportunity for he and I. So the turn in this whole thing is when he starts to say, or when they say, you know, start complaining about the job, here's where you turn. Okay, this is where you turn. They go, something about the job, I don't make enough money. And then you ask, well, would you like to change that? Would you like to do something about that? Okay. And then they're obviously, like most people, if they say, no, I wouldn't, then obviously they're disqualified. And then you ask them, you know, how the rest of the family's doing, if they're going to go and see that movie tonight or whatever, just change the subject. And they're basically at that point, a disqualified, disqualified prospect. And, you know, maybe they're perfect for your product. Maybe they're perfect for whatever, but they're probably not going to be a business partner with you. They're probably not going to be a heavy investor in you, but they might be a customer, right? They might be a customer. They might invest in your product, your service, whatever it is. So if they say yes, like most people will, they say, yeah, man, of course I'd like to do something about it. And say, well, then this is where you say, and once again, this is going to be all in the show notes as well, for those of you who are listening to the podcast. But this is where you say, well, I could actually explain a solution to you. I think would work out perfectly. I can't make any promises, but it would take me an entire 60 seconds. When could you set aside an extra 60 seconds? And that right there is when they're usually going to say, well, gosh, right now. I mean, I would say about 85 to 90% of the time, they're going to go ahead and say, well, right now. When they say right now, that gives me the perfect opening. That gives me the perfect opening to now set it up. And the line is tight, man. I'm reeling heavy. I'm reeling a big fish in. This gives me the perfect opportunity now to give them the 60-minute presentation. So let's break down the science of this 60-second presentation, the one-minute presentation. So as we break down this segment, as we break down the one-minute presentation, the very first part of it is what type of business you're in. So if you provide financial services, then you're going to say, I am in the financial services business. If you have a health product, then you're going to say, I'm in the health and nutrition business. If you sell cars, then you're going to say, I'm in the car sales business. You sell homes, you get the idea. And so when you say what type of business you're in, you're going to follow that up immediately with what that means is. All right. So number one is what type of business you're in. Number two is what that means is. So let's say, for instance, you're in a health and nutrition company. You guys provide health products or weight loss products. So let's say I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm in the health and nutrition business. What that means is we have a few products that's all natural that basically works like an energy drink, but with the tremendous amount of health benefits to it without any of the crazy chemicals that most people consume. Okay, so those that's the first two parts. I told them what type of business I'm in and what that meant or what that means is, and I told them exactly. So let's say someone asks, "Well, what kind of business are you in?" So let's say I'm in the financial services business. So I say, "Well, I'm in a financial services business." What that means is I help people to set up life insurance. Most people don't have any life insurance. Number two, most people don't have any savings or they don't have a retirement account. And so what I simply do is, you know, I help people set that up. I help people, you know, I show them how to get that done. And that's the first two parts to the 60-minute presentation. So the best way to do it, once again, is to really, of course, you do not get good at this unless you rehearse this a lot of times, right? You got to rehearse, you got to be smooth with it, and you got to know how to drop it like it's hot when the time presents itself, when the opportunity presents itself. So let's talk very quickly about how we talk about the income opportunity or the business side of things. So you don't want to go and quote 8,000 to 10,000 a month if this person's, you know, collecting minimum wage at their job, or if they're doing, you know, I don't know, 40, 50 grand a year, they're working 40 hour weeks to do that. You know, if you go ahead and talk about making $10,000 to $50,000 a month, sometimes it just seems a little unbelievable. So if you can just show them how to make $500 to $800 a month, and you can tell them that in less than 5 seconds or 10 seconds, well, then most people can believe that. And the business savvy people, they'll put it all together. All right. So it'll probably go, usually it's going to go something like this. Well, Jim, if you know, and so I talked to him about what kind of business I'm in. I talked to him about what that meant, right? And then I'm going to say, and you know, here's a cool thing, right? If you can find 10 or 15 people who can use this product, well, that could bring you an extra $500 to $800 a month. Boom, done. And I'm wrapping up shop. And what comes after that is the preliminary close, okay? So, and we'll talk about that here in just a second. So once again, if you provide financial services to someone, then you would say, well, Jim, really all that means is you just find 15 to 20 families who can use this financial service and you can make an extra $500 to $800 per month at that as well. It's really that simple. Boom, move into the preliminary close. If you're in a skincare company, well, Jim, all that really truly means is that if you can help 15 to 20 families use this product, which everybody loves, has a 30-day money-back guarantee, then you can make an extra $500 to $800 per month with this. Boom, done, and a story. You're starting to wrap up shop. So now let's talk about the close, right? I call this the preliminary close because throughout the course of, you know, of this process, right? The presentation, the sale, the follow-up, there's usually going to be a few closes here, but let's talk about the preliminary close during the 1 minute presentation. So after you've talked about what type of business you're in, what that means, the compensation plan, the opportunity to make money, the opportunity for them to benefit financially from this, then you want to do the what I call the preliminary close. Now what that is it's simply either one of three things, okay? And it's this simple. All I typically do is I say, well, what do you think? Or two, and Jim, that's it. And number three, and Jim, the rest is up to you. That's it. So number one, well, Jim, what do you think? Number two, and Jim, that's it. And three, and of course, Jim, you know, the rest is up to you. And that's it, my friends. And I mean, there really isn't any need for any high pressure. You simply already stated the facts in your 1 minute presentation. Now, the next step is really truly up to the prospect. It's really up to the person you're talking to. There's no rejection either. See, you don't get rejection if you don't set yourself up for rejection. You see, you didn't ask them a yes or no question. You didn't give them an opportunity to say, no, I'm not interested. You just simply, all you simply did is you qualified them and ask them if they're willing to do something about that situation, that negative situation they're in, and then they said yes, then you moved ahead. If they said no, I wasn't giving them the 1 minute pitch anyway. So you see, if you don't set yourself up for rejection, well, then it's impossible to ever get it. So hopefully you guys have gotten a little bit of substance from this. I know it changed my career. It helped me sell a phenomenal amount of products and services in whatever company, whatever opportunity I was in. And I highly, highly, highly suggest that you take these principles and use it, you know, form it to whatever works for you. And, you know, put your personality into it. Put your, you know, your swag, your style into it. Perfect it. Get really good at it. Rehearse it a ton. And use it. And you're going to start to see some really, really, really positive, positive outcomes here with this. So hope you guys have a great day. Take your business to the next level, my friends. And until then, we'll see you on the next episode.